He want worthy to be praised, worthy to be praised. King of kings, you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
Almighty God.
Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated. It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up to give God thanks, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Can I hear the loudest? Amen. Psalm 118 and verse 23 says, it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice in thanksgiving to God. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, we appreciate you for drafting the abiding multitudes into all our four services yesterday, and for granting each and every worshiper an encounter by your word. Granting each and every worshiper an open doors encounter via your word. Lift up your voice in appreciation to this God. Let's thank him for what he did by himself. None can come except the Heavenly Father draws them. Father, we thank you for drafting in abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. They go from strength to strength, everyone that appeareth before God. Father Lord, you change the story of each and every worshiper. You granted them open door experiences, and we have returned to say thank you. Thank you for the multitudes. Thank you, O Lord, for the multitudes you drafted by yourself, to yourself, for yourself, into our services yesterday, and for granting each and every single one an encounter by your word. Lift up those voices, just appreciate God. Lift up your voice. Tell the Lord how grateful you are. Father, we are thanking you, Lord, for drafting abiding multitude. Father, Lord, we prayed that the multitude should gather, and by yourself, you gathered them. You went to the highways. You went to the hedges. You compelled them to come to fill up your house. Father, we have returned to say thank you, mighty God. Thank you for drafting the abiding multitude into our services yesterday, and for granting each and every one worshiper an encounter by your word. Thank you for empowering your people via the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for drafting abiding multitude into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter, for granting every worshiper an encounter via your word. Lift up your voice in appreciation. Let the Lord hear the voice of your appreciation. Let him hear the sound of your thanksgiving. Thank him from your heart. Thank him for what he has done. Father, we thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday. Thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday. Father, we are grateful to you. Lift up your voice. Thank him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit, he doeth it well. Le pakayande brekoskaya. Shembrelebo. Malima kwepetema librara. Shambekes kwambibaraza. Apumbere brekeskoyo. Shabalo breketemaya. Lebreke malundere. Shembarubrai. Shepekes kumala. Shamboro brekala. Mambia kasataya. Rebrereloza. Rebrebrotamira. Shambrekos kiamaraba. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, precious Father, for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting each and every worshiper an encounter by your word. Lift up those hands, wave them in appreciation to God. Give him thanks, give him praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Surely we shall rise with this prayer line. Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. Let your amen break limits. In Acts chapter 6, verse 7, the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Let's rise as we pray this morning. Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, ensure you are praying this morning, engaging your faith and confidence in God. Our Father, send us the rain of your word, your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus, let's pray this morning. We are praying the will of God. The word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied. Therefore, Father, we pray this morning that you send us the rain of your life-transforming word. Let it come down as rain continually in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, when goods increase, they increase that eat them. Therefore, lift your voice and pray for word increase right now. Engage your heart in this prayer. Our Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our eyes are on you, and we place a demand. Our Father in heaven, send us the rain of your life-transforming word. You are the sender of the word. Therefore, we cry out to you. Send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus, is God hearing your voice this morning? Where the carcass is, there the eagles gather. Our Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let it come down as rain, your life-transforming word, in every service, every meeting in this church this year, leading to supernatural church growth, leading to breaking limits order of church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are praying to a living God. Therefore, engage your heart, engage your spirit man. Pray fervently. Our Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, is God hearing your voice this morning? Lift up your voice. You can, if you want to lift up your hand, but cry out to God this morning. We are placing a demand for the increase of his word. When the apostles prayed for the word to increase, God answered, and the word of God increased. Therefore, lift up your voice and engage this morning. We are praying to the same God. He has not changed. Our Father, send us the rain of your life-transforming word in this church, leading to supernatural church growth this year in the name of Jesus Christ. All through this year, let your word keep coming down as rain. Let your life transforming word never be lacking on this altar. We call on you, our Father, in the name above every other name. Send us the rain of your life transforming word in this church, in every meeting, in every service, leading to supernatural church growth this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody cry out this morning, pray confidently, engage with everything within you. You can pray in the spirit, you can pray in your understanding. Our God answers prayers when we pray. Sharano bantania nana mantano, ozizana shanta, abrada go pantania, edezo sabaranto, o sharaga bambarantana, adiala brano, moso sade, eliadadana, aloroson shandala, marado gombrandia latani. Ede zon sandara ashota manteni ila dam mantono oshiada araponte eliatani ila kupante ozo swara dampa ashishada mababam pantonani eliara dada rosatanina ashwara bam brada dandi. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand, commence appreciation to God in anticipation for answers. Our Father, we give you thanks. Receive all the glory for the reign of your life transforming word in this church this year, leading to supernatural growth. Are you thanking him? Lift your voice, lift your hand, magnify him. He answers prayers. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
It is my year of breaking limits. We shall be praying, saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. Ezekiel 34 and verse 25, I will make with them a covenant of peace, and they shall dwell safely in the woods and sleep in the woods. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice together, saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we decree judgment. We decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Someone lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer fervently, saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we stand on the authority of your word. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice this morning, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, you say you will make with us a covenant of peace, and you will make them to dwell safely. In the name of Jesus, therefore, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your voice, someone. Pray this prayer passionately. Pray with faith. Pray with confidence, saying, Father, we decree judgment. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your voice this morning and decree that God may establish, saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land. We decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, we shall decree a thing. It shall be established, and light shall shine on our path. Therefore, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your voice, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, pray with faith this morning, saying, Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your voice some more, pray fervently. Pray with faith this morning. Nesto seka pariate zuza ireke paniana shatara implando sike peria radishe keketoza imbrani kataya. Father, we decree judgment upon all the evil beasts in the land seeking to scatter the flock of Christ in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, lekusia kapani redishishiha manano sekete rapatando semprande keteya rekapani zozeli ketaya imbrando zilia. Wave your hands to the Lord in thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please take your seat.
It is my year of breaking limit. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. A louder email. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. These things, yes, he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man can shut, and he that shutteth and no man openeth. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice as we pray unto our God. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we call upon your name. And we pray in the name of Jesus, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are asking, Father, this morning that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we call upon your name and we pray that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across the nation of Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray unto the one that can open and no man can shut. We are asking, oh Lord, that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray in faith this day. Lift up your voice and pray with passion. Lift up your voice and let heaven hear your voice of intercession, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, he promised to make a way where it seems there's no way and make rivers to flow. Even in the wilderness, we are asking, oh Lord, that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches in the name of Jesus across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are asking, Lord, that you grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he has the key of David. He opened it, and no man can shut. We are asking, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. Open doors of location, open doors of ordained men that God has ordained in the name of Jesus. We are asking, Lord, that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's not a man that he should lie. He has said it. He will bring it to pass. We are asking, oh Lord, that you will grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice. Pray unto our God. Pray unto the one who can do what no man can do. We ask, Father, grant open doors towards planting additional 10,000 churches across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice and power that prayer in the spirit. Pray it in your understanding. Pray it in your Holy Ghost. By all means, be sure that prayer is connected to heaven. Le pare kande ke ro bra la katozia. Zazo zake ke embre ke ketobaya. Ra kate ke re bra la katozia. Ma li pande ke ke embre ka katozia. Zazo za. Father, we ask that you will grant open doors. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands to Jesus and give him thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put those hands together for him and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we are going to rise to pray. We are saying, Father, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Say louder, amen. Zechariah 4 verse 6 is not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. We are asking for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We are asking for the enablement of the Holy Spirit. Father, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Let every one winner be empowered from on high, be enabled from on high. We are asking, Father, for that empowerment of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let it answer for every winner, resulting in the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Not one will lack ability. Not one will lack capacity. Not one will lack engagement. My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. We are calling upon you in the name of Jesus. We are asking, Father, that you will empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Let every winner experience the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the enablement of the Holy Spirit to fully deliver Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Is somebody praying that prayer? Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. You are crying unto him this morning. My Father, my God, we are asking, oh Lord, for the empowerment of the Spirit, for every winner towards the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. We are calling upon you today, my Father and my God. We ask of you, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. We are calling upon you today, my Father, my God. We ask of you, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Let every single winner experience the empowerment of the highest. Let every single winner experience empowerment from the Holy Ghost. Lord, towards the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ
2020. Lift your voice and pray. He said, it's not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. Let, O Lord, the Spirit empower every winner for the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate this year. Not one will fall short in the name of Jesus. 10 men must take hold of the skirt of every one winner and follow us to serve our God. We are calling upon you, Lord, asking for the empowerment of every one winner for the full delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate. This year, we call upon you today. We are asking of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate. This year, are you praying? You can pray in the Spirit. You can pray in your understanding. Engage your heart and engage your faith. Call upon the name of the Lord. Liko te prede keto suzia, akento mamando, libro no koshebredia, manda manda krede keno, izovike tolama, aklakonde rigadana, leko shipranoto, embandele bende, ikranto su kerobano, ashipredia kanu sababana, ebranko su kledia, my Father, my God, empower, empower every winner for the speedy delivery of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 mandate. This year, akle kute monambo, ebrankasho taba, lagarabalano, suzia kanantana, embrandorabando, shikredi ketosia mamana, embranko shipredia kanatano, izozige, izozige, telike temo, ambangara kano zibulano, embranke tosia gala. Lift up your hand and lift your voice. Give glory unto God. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Right now, we shall be rising up to pray our personal supplication. And as we do so this morning, we shall be doing this in the spirit of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, where the Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So whatever those issues might be, Operation 10 for Christ 2020, personal matters, we begin with thanksgiving, and we shall return with our answers in Jesus' name. Please rise up on your feet and begin to pour out your soul unto God with every intent and purpose. Let your heart be connected, and let heaven hear you right now as you pray. now begin to lift up your voice to thank God for answered prayers. Father, we thank you even today for hearing and for answering us. We give you all the glory, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap of hands.
It is my year of breaking limits. In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Let's celebrate Jesus with a big clap this morning. Please listen to these documented testimonies, and yours will be the next. Number one, God of Operation 10 for Christ 2020 at work. I joined this commission some weeks ago, precisely in the course of the 21 days of prayer and fasting this year. Papa declared the Operation 10 for Christ 2020, and I keyed into it, and I engaged in soul winning by talking to the cleaner in the apartment where I live. Though he was not too serious, but I never stopped. I was putting it into prayers, and on this fateful day, I had the time to talk with him, and he told me he had only a few weeks more to work in that apartment because he does not have a permanent job. I encouraged him that if he will serve the God of winners, his story will change. He accepted, and few days after, he was given a permanent job. Let's celebrate Jesus better this morning. He was very glad and said he must serve the God of winners with all his heart, because it is only God who can do all this for him in just a few days. When he thought all hope was lost, I am here to return all glory to God for speed in delivering one of my 10 as a new member just in a few days. And the testifier is Oyobosa Aegun. Give Jesus a bigger hand of praise for this amazing testimony. Number two, restoration after returning. For 13 years, I was away from this church. I did well where I was, but eventually the devil struck and I lost my job and everything. However, I returned and started coming for Covenant Hour of Prayer. I opened my house for self-fellowship and followed every instruction from the altar. Also, I engaged in kingdom advancement endeavors, winning souls and praying kingdom advancement prayers, and the Lord turned my captivity around. Everything I had lost, God restored them. On November 19, 2019, I got a job and was made the project manager of that company. Right now, I am still in talks with two other companies for top management positions. I give God all of the glory. Someone celebrate Jesus. And the testifier is Salia Oladipupo. Please join me, rise on your feet this morning, and let's celebrate this good God who is the giver of all this amazing testimony. Wave your hands and thank him.
Let's together give him thanks for answered prayers this morning. If you believe Jesus heard the voice of your cry, give him thanks. If you believe he has answered your prayers, give him thanks. Celebrate his faithfulness. Magnify him. There is no one like Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Would you ask him to speak to you this morning, everybody? Ask Jesus, speak to me this morning. I want to hear from you. Jesus, speak to me this morning. I want to hear from you. For all the people gathered early in the morning, for to hear him. Lord, I want to hear from you this morning. Speak to me, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Thank you, Lord, for another working week. Thank you, Jesus, for the wonders loaded into this week for us. It is written, you daily load us with benefits. Let no benefit of any day miss anyone here. Yeah. Lord, I ask your blessings, particularly this week. Every prophetic word that has gone forth for the week, let it answer in everyone's life. Yeah. The week is a week of open door testimonies, yeah, and no devil will rob you of it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. The week is a week of rewards for all your engagement in advancing the kingdom of God. It shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. It's my year of breaking limits. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. Amen. Every vision demands a run for delivery. Know ye not that everyone in a race run all, but one receives the prize, so run that ye may obtain. And everyone that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do this to obtain a corruptible crown, but ye an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, I bring it into subjection, lest by any means, after I've preached unto others, I myself should be a castaway. This clearly defines the demand of seeing any vision fully delivered. It demands a run. It demands a fight. You want to see God's plan come through in your life? Run with its demands. Fight against everything that wants to stop you from going on. And then you become a candidate for the prize. You become a candidate for the prize. So, this week, our exhortation line is captioned, Running with the prize in view. Running with the prize in view. Write the vision. Make it plain on tablets that it may run that reads it. For this vision is an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Run with it with faith. God said it, and I believe it. That settled it. God said it, and I believe it. That settles it. Running with the prize in view. Whatever God said, do. It means it can be done. His commandments are not grievous. Fill the water pots with water. It means you have capacity to fill the water pots with water. Cast your net on the right side. It means you have what it takes to cast it on the right side. God never tells any one of us to do what he knows we cannot do. Somebody came into church during fasting and prayer of January. He's already celebrating that he's got one soul for Jesus. Whatever God will ever tell you and I to do is because he has given us what it takes to do it. All we need to do is to believe him. You said it, Jesus, I believe it, and that settles it. I'm going to see it happen. That's the way it goes. From that scripture, we understand life is a race. And it answers only to committed runners. You don't win the prize in the race wishing to win one. You are committed to the demands of winning it. So the prize of the race of life only answers to committed runners, dedicated runners. You don't sit down to wish to win a race. You run. You don't just run. You get yourself prepared for the race. And then the running becomes profitable in terms of your desire to win the prize. Let us therefore run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So life is a race. And it only answers to committed runners. Life is a race, and it only answers to committed runners. Life is a race. Life is not an entertainment. Life is a race. We are in a contest. We are not competing with anybody. We are in a contest with God's agenda for our life, not to sell off to a morsel of bread. We are in a race. That consciousness will help us. And all that are in a race, run all. There is no excuse for anybody. You don't run, you don't win. You don't run, you can't win. You can't win sleeping. You can't win a race sleeping. You win a race running. You win. You don't win a race singing, sir. You win a race running. Sir, you don't win a race praying. Can you imagine a child that will not read anything but pray all the time? He pray without ceasing. And he's going to write an exam. He already got a result. No, you're wrong. You can't get 10 souls sitting down. No, you're wrong. You can't see them established sitting down. You're wrong. May each one emerge a prize winner this year. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. May you, as a person, appear or emerge a prize winner this year. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. What keeps you going is when you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. There is no commandment of the Lord without attendant benefit. Every commandment of scriptures is ordained for our profiting, our profiting, our profiting. He has not asked the seed of Jacob to serve him in vain. So blessings are loaded into our stewardship. Thou shalt serve, he shall bless, and I will take sickness away from you. There shall not be barren among you that serve me, nor cast their young. And the number of your days I will fulfill. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Serving means serving his interest. And his greatest interest is salvation of souls. God's greatest interest on this earth today is salvation of the souls of men. God's greatest interest on this earth today is salvation of men. And he says, as you do that, you spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasures. What are the rewards that comes to us through spiritual stewardship? Spiritual stewardship is twofold. One, you are advancing the kingdom of God through the altar of prayers. Two, you are advancing the kingdom through soul winning and soul ingathering. Praise God. All other services have their returns, yes, but these have superior returns. Comes along with returns that money cannot buy, material things cannot buy. And only available from the platform of spiritual stewardship. Let's look at two of those returns this morning. Number one, joy unspeakable that is full of glory is one vital return from kingdom advancement endeavors. And the 70 return with joy, saying, even devils were subject to us in your name. The 70, Luke 10, number 17, return with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. They return with joy. Everyone advancing the kingdom of God enjoy the returns of joy. Joy. And you know the reason why? There is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. There is joy in heaven over one soul that repents. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. So soul winning, soul seed of joy to heaven. And while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So you reap a harvest of joy on the earth. Friends, no genuine soul winner suffers depression. No. Ayo, ayo, inyere. Ayo, yo jetiwa ni Jerusalem. Ayo, yo jetiwa ni nuologo. Ayo igbala un pa mi ogo ogo. Ayo igbala un pa mi ogo ogo. Intoxicating joy is one of the returns from kingdom advancement endeavors. Soul winning. You are beaming with inexplainable joy. In the midst of the storm, you are full of joy. And you know why that happens? He goes with you every time you're on the go for him. And in his presence is fullness of joy. On his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Go to all the world. Lo, I am with you always. Always. So he goes with you where you are on the go for him, and that is what creates that environment of joy all the time. What's the benefit of joy? Joy enhances our access to revelation. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. Out of the wells of salvation. You begin to draw revelation from the world by reason of the joy at work in you. And arise and shine because your light is come. So by revelation, you keep changing level from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Very interesting. There are people here, all through the days of your life, you won't know depression again. Your joy, no one shall take away. Yes. Now, what is the physical blessing from joy? The Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So, when you are ever joyful, you are ever healthy. Amen. Joy is a spiritual therapy that enhances your health status. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 22. And then in Proverbs 18:14, the Bible says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a broken spirit who can bear Proverbs 18 and verse 14. But a broken spirit who can bear? So watch out. Being on the go for Jesus entitles you to his presence. His presence entitles you to fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy entitles your access to revelation. Revelation changes your story from glory to glory and forever. And then, of course, joy enhances your state of health. Amen. Your body is ever in shape and bouncing. Don't miss this for anything. This is not make-believe. This is the truth of scriptures. Many in this church are walking in the reality of this thing today. You are the next in line. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. And finally, soul winning always results in emergence of giants. Emergence of giants. The Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. And by wisdom, kings reign. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. And then Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15. So soul winning makes wise. And wisdom empowers believers to reign. By wisdom, kings reign. And princes decree justice. So royalty emerges from the platform of soul winning. Dignity is enhanced from the platform of soul winning. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. And they that be wise, okay, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that torment to righteousness as the stars forever. And ever, as these stars, forever and ever, as these stars, forever and ever. I know in my spirit, I know in my knowing that an army of giants will emerge from the platform of this commission. The concentration that has never been in any society of men since creation. Ordinary looking people will just emerge global giants. By God's lifting hand, the same hand that lifted Joseph from the prison, put him in the palace overnight, is come down in our midst. Let me hear your loudest amen. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Give Jesus a big hand. Amen. So instead of praying, oh Lord, let the giant in me come alive. No. Pray, oh Lord, and grace me to turn men into righteousness. And then the natural thing that follows is the giant in you begins to emerge. And grace me to turn many to righteousness within the first 3 months of this year. Amen. Lord, and grace me to turn many to righteousness by your wisdom, by the Holy Ghost, by the word of God, by my dedication and commitment. Go ahead and pray that prayer. And grace me to turn many to righteousness before the first 3 months of the year is over. And grace me to turn men to righteousness before the first 3 months of this year is over. It's just about 5 weeks more to go. And grace me, Jesus. And grace me, Jesus, to turn many to righteousness. To turn many to righteousness before the first 3 months of this year is over. And grace me to turn many to righteousness by your wisdom, by the Holy Ghost, by your grace upon my life to stay committed and dedicated to your interest. So help me, Jesus. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart, God's people. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. In Jesus' precious name, We have prayed. Yeah. The week is declared your harvest week. Yeah. By the Holy Ghost, we are told to pursue after every weary winner. Everyone who feels that maybe God is too slow for me. We live in a fast world. Let me look for alternatives. God is not treating me well. I mean, God is not being fair to me. Now, would the devil be fairer to you? Amen. Please go after every weary winner you know and love him and love her, saying, God wants to make a difference in your life this week. It's a covenant day of exemption. The issues of concern in your life, God will get them off your path and decorate you with his glory. Do that in love and put him or her on your shoulder. That's what Luke chapter 15 says. You find him, put him on your shoulder. Get him down to church on your account. Move him down to Zona Fellowship Center. Get him across to WSF. Maybe he was even a house provider before, you can't tell. But get him out there and get him back to his Father in heaven. And it's considered a conversion. He that converts his soul from error, he shall deliver him from much of sin. So you are adding to your records with God. Do that this week and then open up to your cleaners like you had in that testimony. Open up to the ones who do laundry for you. Open up to the one who fixes your car. Open up to the one who washes your car. Just anybody. They all have equal value. We all have equal value in the sight of God. Make sure the week is a week on a mission for you. And you'll be glad you did. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, the good news is that this last week, my team got 108 of our converts into church yesterday. And they came with 67 others. So we were able to greet Jesus with 175 souls in his house yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. We were only out for Saturday. We returned with 277 harvest of souls from the field. 108 came. God is in a hurry. God is in a hurry to rescue souls from perishing. And they came on their own with 67 others. Man, it's so cheap. It's so easy. Just believe Jesus. Lift up your two hands. The end has come to every issue of concern because God is taking over your issues. He's taking over your battles. The week is declared your week. Everything answers in your favor. Your long-awaited miracle job is finally delivered. Whatever is a concern to you is turned to a testimony. Lift up those two hands, everybody, and speak to the week. Speak to the week by yourself. Speak to the weak what you want the weak to yield for you. Speak to the weak right now. Speak to the weak right now. Speak to the weak right now. The reward of what you did last week is coming on this week. Speak to the weak. You sow the seed this week, then you begin to reap the harvest from next week.
Speak to the weak. Make your decrees. Make your declarations, do it in faith, and do it with confidence, being fully assured that as you are declaring, it's being delivered. As you are declaring, it's being delivered. As you are declaring, it's being delivered. Lift your voice and give thanks to God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of God. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. We celebrate you. You are worthy of praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. In Jesus' precious name. Don't forget also that the Wolfbee course for this month begins today across our various provinces and locations. Take advantage of it and you shall be blessed. Let us share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.